In the second reading today, St. Paul says to us, rejoice always. In all circumstances, give thanks. Could he possibly be serious? Really? In all circumstances? There are a lot of circumstances I'm not quite ready to be thankful for. I think St. Paul may be just a little bit naive to think that we should be rejoicing and thankful in all circumstances. But wait, St. Paul didn't exactly have an idyllic existence here on this earth. In fact, in 1st and 2nd Corinthians, he enumerates some of the things he went through, that he was hungry and thirsty, poorly clad, roughly treated, homeless. He had hard manual labors. He was insulted. And in fact, when he was insulted, he responded with blessing. He was persecuted and he responded with patience. He was slandered and he responded with conciliation. He endured imprisonment, beatings, brushes with death. 5 times he was scourged with 40 lashes less one. Beaten 3 times with rods. Stoned and shipwrecked 3 times. He spent a day and a night on the sea. He was imperiled. He had sleepless nights. Okay, so maybe he's not naive after all. Maybe he might know what he's talking about. And in all these things, he says, rejoice always. In all circumstances, give thanks. Now, I don't know about you, but when I listen to all those things that St. Paul went through, I says, well, I was hungry once. You know, we've got a pretty good existence. St. Paul endured much, and he still was able to give thanks. What's his secret? How does he do this? How can anyone give thanks and be rejoicing in amidst all of that? I think the secret comes in the gospel today. John answers, as they're asking him, are you the one who is to come? Are you the Christ? And he says, no. You got it all wrong. I'm just a voice in the desert. Well, then why do you baptize if you're not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet? And he says, I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize. The inference here is that he recognizes him. The secret to rejoicing always, the secret to giving thanks in all things, is recognizing Christ everywhere, in everything in our lives. Here, when we start to see Jesus present in everything, we start to be able to say thank you, to rejoice for his presence. And this is part of the reason why we wear dusty rose today. It's not pink, right? It's dusty rose. That we have had a dark purple for these weeks, and we're recognizing the light is here. He is coming. He is present. If we start to recognize that even amidst the darkness, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, if we start to recognize Christ's hand in everything, then we will be able to be thankful. Then we will be able to rejoice. St. Maximilian Kolbe, one of my favorite saints, he was actually the saint I took for my confirmation. St. Maximilian Kolbe, he knew this. He knew the secret to rejoicing in all circumstances. In fact, he said, because of course he recognized Jesus present in Mary, and so he looked to see Mary in everything because he would see Jesus through her. He said, accept everything as coming through the hands of Our Lady. Unless it comes from our own sinful will. But even if it comes from another person's sinful will, we can accept that it comes through her hands to us. And in that, it will all be well. And he recognized in that everything that came to him, he could rejoice. Now, again, this is not a man who was in some idyllic world. This was a man who spent himself, wasted himself for Almighty God, sharing the good news throughout his land of Poland, and then he went all the way to Japan, had to learn a new culture, new language, all these things in order to spread the word there, and then he came back to Poland, ended up in Auschwitz, the concentration camp during the Second World War. And there, as another man was being sentenced to death by starvation, he said, "I will take his place." And he and the other nine men went into this starvation bunker. And as one of the other prisoners later reported who had care for the bunker, he reported how so often as he would care for the prisoners there would always be gnashing of teeth and wailing and curses that would come out. But with St. Maximilian there, they were singing hymns. Hymns of praise to God and to Our Lady. Even amidst the terrible torture of dying of starvation. And then ultimately, he wasn't even killed by the starvation. They had to give him a lethal injection because they were kind of tired of waiting for him to die. Here was a man who was able to recognize God's hand in everything. And in recognizing, he was able to give thanks. He was able to rejoice in all things. It's an amazing thing that when we finally surrender our will, because I think that's where we end up actually with a lot of the angst, when we surrender our will and say, "Your will, God," and we start to see His hand, His finger, His loving presence, His being Emmanuel, God with us in all things, then we start to find joy. The more we cling to ourselves, the more our joy slips through our fingers. The more we let go and give ourselves away for God, the more joy we find, the more we are able to be thankful. And so, my sisters and brothers, let us this day truly rejoice. Let us cry out, "Blessed be Your name, Almighty God." Let us rejoice with great rejoicing that God is present and moving and loving in our midst. And no matter how bad the suffering we have to endure, no matter how hard it is to give up our own will, we will find in Christ Jesus great joy. We will find something for which to be thankful.